Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你来到潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，跟我们一起上英语课。
Hey guys, this is Adam. That's right, but Jenny, this is not just any English class. This is an English class about English classes.
这个听着 it sounds very complicated and deep.
It's meta, man. Very meta.
没错。非常的玄，非常的玄学。因为其实作为英语老师呢 ，Adam 还包括我啊，常常会收到大家很多英语学习的问题，比如说Adam 老师，这个概念在英语里面要怎么说？或者这个词它的词性是什么？这里我要用哪些介词 ？Right? So you get a lot of questions from students, from users.
That's right. And over the years, we have noticed some common mistakes that pop up a lot in these types of questions. So we're going to spend a little bit of time today focusing on the questions you can ask your English teacher.
对，所以呢，今天我们就会跟大家分享一些就是你常需要问英语老师的问题。但在问问题的过程当中啊，也有常常犯的一些错误，对吧？比如问老师，哎，这两个词有什么不同啊？这就是我们发现到的，如果大家用英语表达这个概念 ，there's a very common mistake.
There's a family of mistakes with this one, Jenny. Yeah, the correct question should be, what's the difference between A and B? But we always hear something like, what's the different between A and B?
Or what different between A and B, 对吧、
right.
所以对，刚刚这个问题是一个非常重要也非常好的问老师的问题啊，两个词，近义词有什么区别？ What you want to say is, what is the difference? 这里把区别是作为一个名词使用。What is the difference? Different.这个词是一个形容词，所以我们不能说 What is the difference between A and B?
That's right, that's right. But we can say how. How are A and B different? Now, personally, I would just stick to what's the difference between A and B? Because it is a great question, a fine question.
Yeah, yeah. You really gotta remember these as some set phrases, 把它作为固定搭配来使用。What's the difference? 这有什么区别？这有什么不同？
Absolutely.
好 but before we move on, 我必须要说 guys, even though we're correcting these common mistakes again, 但是大家千万不要怕犯错，因为在学习的过程当中就是要犯很多错，然后老师指出你的错误，或者别人指出你的错误，或者你自己意识到自己的错误，再去改。
Mistakes are all part of the process, guys. None of us should be afraid of making mistakes. But if anything, it might make the process more efficient for you and for the teacher if we can get rid of some of these common errors.
好，那接下来呢，我们要看的一个很常见的问题就是关于英语词的发音。
Right, exactly. So pronunciation. How do I pronounce this word?
Pronounce 就是发音啊，所以你可以指着一个词问老师说 How do I pronounce this word? 诶，其实可以，这里我们讲一个语法概念啊，因为很多朋友也会问 how to pronounce this word.
Yes, so if you're just asking the question by itself, it should be how should I do this? How should I pronounce this word? But sometimes you're going to see how to pronounce or how to say as maybe like a title of something. How to pronounce French words, for example.
对对，总而言之，当它是一个问句的时候 ，how to do something 问号在英语的语法里是错误的，所以你要把这个 how to 变成 how do I or how should I do something. For example, how should I pronounce this word?
Right now, of course, it's very helpful if you are pointing to a word and the teacher can see it. But a lot of the times in our comment section, our users want to know how to say a Chinese word in English.
对，因为我的问题就是我不知道这个东西用英语怎么表达。所以 pronounce 是发音嘛，就是我已经有了英语词，我问老师 how do I pronounce it? 但是我如果就想问老师这个概念英语怎么说，我应该怎么问呢？
Very simply, how do I say this word?
How do I say this word? 所以这里的 say 更加是 what is the word for this thing?
Well, that is a great point. And that is another way you can ask the same thing. What is the English word for 厕所?
好的 ,OK, 那有的时候我们也会接到一些关于音标的问题。老师这个词的音标是什么?
That would be the phonetics.Could you give me the phonetics of this word?
好，所以音标就叫 phonetics. OK, 那另外一些常见的问题就是让老师给你举例。
Right, so I think everybody knows example. Could you give me an example? But usually people are asking for examples because...They kind of understand the word, but they just need to hear it in a few different situations.
所以我们怎么样问老师，你能不能就不要只给我举一个例子，你给我举几个例子。
Okay, so some is always a good word. Could you give me some examples? And if the teacher has already given one, you could ask, could you give me some other examples of this phrase?
Some other, 对对对。而且我注意到你用的是 could you. 我们之前也教过大家 could you 就是更礼貌的比 can you 更加的尊重。
Right, right. We're all going to be very respectful in the classroom. We're not going to be like, hey, yo, teach, give me more examples.
如果真的有一个用户、一个学生这样跟你讲话，你可能会蛮 impressed 的话。哇，你口语好好好街头哦。
Yeah, that's true.
Street smart, 是吧？很街头。
That's right.
但是我发现除了就是用 examples 以外，我们经常不是也跟学生讲啊 look at the context, look at the situation,语境语态对吧
Exactly, exactly. So a great question to ask is in what situations or in what other situations can I use blah, blah, blah?
对我觉得这个是一个特别重要的好问题就是你学了一个词或者一句话在一个 situation 里面的用法 but you want to expand. 所以你可以问老师其他哪一些情况底下我也可以这么说。
Right, right, exactly.
好那接下来 Adam 老师还有哪些常见问题呢
Well, we get a lot of questions about 近义词 words like thoughtful, considerate, etc., etc. And a lot of students want to know if we can replace word A with word B.
就这两个词我能不能交替使用
Right, exactly. Can we use these words or can I use these words interchangeably?
Interchangeably, 哇，好长的一个词。但它就是交替的意思，就你用 A 也 OK, 用 B 也 OK。
Right, so if you guys use interchangeably, that's awesome. That's a great word. It's very difficult to spell.
And to say, right?
And to say.
有点绕口。
I might suggest just asking simply, can I replace A with B or can I use A instead of B?
Okay, can I use A instead of B? 那我可以问 can I use both of these words? 这两个词都可以用吗?
You can absolutely ask, can I use both of these words? But that doesn't really...get that meaning of interchangeably across. It just means, yes, you can use them both. They're both words.
好好好刚刚这几个用法更准确更确切一些啊。好那我们也经常会收到一个问题是有一些词它不能 used interchangeably. 对吧然后学生就会问 那为什么只能用这个词，不能用那个词？
Right, right. And I've heard this translated in lots of interesting ways. And for some reason, this one is a bit more difficult. Why do we say A and not B?
这个表达很简洁，而且我觉得意思也很清楚啊。为什么要用 A and not B, 不能用 B? 我这里不能用 but 吗？ Why do we...say A, but not B.
The truth is, you could use and, you could use but, or you could use neither, right? Why do we say A, not B? That's also fine. But I have heard this question phrased as, why do we say A, but B before? And I must admit, I didn't really understand what was being asked. What A? Why A? What B? I don't know.
所以重点就是你一定要，为什么我们用 A, not B, 对吧？所以一定要把不能 not 表达出来。
Exactly, exactly.
好，那接下来的这个问题是关于词性的。这个到底是动词、名词、形容词还是副词？那么词性在英语里要怎么说呢？
I'm jealous of you guys. You have a better word. We just say part of speech.
Yeah, I really feel like the Chinese tells you 词性是个什么东西，动词还名词，英文 part of speech.
Right.
什么？
Right, so again, this was some professor at Cambridge 1,000 years ago making up this phrase. But in any case, it's what we use, part of speech.
那我要怎么问这个词的词性是什么？
It should be which part of speech is this word?But if you say what part of speech, that's fine too.
能不能说 what is? What is the part of speech of this word?
You could do that. My goodness, that is a long sentence, isn't it?
是。没错，你这更简洁一点啊。好，那另外也有一些问题，就是一个词有好多词性嘛。因为我想问说，这个词除了做名词，是不是还能做动词使用？
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So earlier, I was using the word teach, but I wasn't using it as a verb. That was a noun. Hey, yo, teach.
Teach, 还有 teacher 的意思啊，就是街头英语。
It's a name. It's a form of address, a very, very casual form of address. But the point is, it's a noun. So maybe if somebody heard me say that, they'd be like, wait a second, teach is a verb.Can teach also be used as a noun?
所以你可以这样问老师 Can this word also be used as a 比如 verb, noun, adjective, adverb?
That's right. So we know that sometimes the word is the same. The spelling is the same. The pronunciation is the same. But other times...There's a word that's a little bit different. It's clearly a related word, like teach and teacher, but it's a little bit different in form.
Form, 形态也是词性 part of speech 吗?
Right, so what I mean here is replace is a verb. Replacement is the noun form of replace.
OK, 所以你可能发现这两个词有点像然后你就可以问老师说 Is this the noun form or is this the verb form of this word?
Right. Or simply, is there a noun form? There usually is.
Right. Is there a noun form of this word?
You got it.
其实你讲到 of 啊就让我想到介词因为可以说、oh.The noun form for this word 还是 the noun form of this word?
I'd say of, personally. But why don't we wait a second on prepositions? Because I really want to save the best for last.
没错，对，确实会收到很多关于介词的问题啊。但是讲介词之前，我们还要说一个就是
Well, we've already kind of touched on it a little bit, and this is the difference between formal or more formal language and more casual language.
对，这个也很有用，就是这个是比较正式的表达，还是比较口语的表达
Right, so a lot of students will know that they can ask, is this a formal expression. Well, the truth is, in English, there are a lot of expressions that are formal and also used informally. The question should be, is it more formal or more casual?
对，因为它都是相对而言的，是吧？
Right, sometimes it's not as easy as black and white.
比如你可以问What is the most formal way to say something?
Right.
你如果真的想你要 give a big speech, right? And you want to know the most formal way. Or maybe you're just talking with your friends. 你可以问老师, what is a more casual way of saying something?
Right, like teach. Hey, teach.
对，所以 formal, 它是正式的意思。反义词呢，我们可以说 informal。但是讲到英语这个口语，我们也常常用 casual, 比较随意的。
We do. We also use the word colloquial, and that is really a word I wish we could get rid of.
Colloquial. I think it's very ironic, 因为虽然 colloquial 的意思是非正式, but it is such a formal word.
It's so true. It's so true. So casual isn't a perfect replacement for colloquial. We can't use casual and colloquial interchangeably, but for the most part, when we're talking about language and learning a language,Casual is the right word. We could also say everyday English or spoken
对对对,
English.
Spoken English, 对口语里面啊。好，那 that leads us to the last, like you said, save the best for the last.
Is it the best, Jenny?
介词真的是英语学习里面一个大挑战啊。So I do think this is the 主角。
Right, right. Okay, fair enough. Yes, so prepositions are a pain in the butt. We all know that. And that means we're going to ask our teacher about it. So when you're asking about prepositions, it's probably best to just say, which preposition should I use with this word?
就是这个词我要搭配什么介词来使用? So which preposition? Which 和 what 的区别就是 which 是指哪一个,对吧?然后 what 可能有几个?
There's usually a defined limit for which. Like here are two apples, which one do you want?Whereas what is much more open-ended. That's why, as I said before, it doesn't really matter if you say what, because you still get the point across. One other thing I should say about prepositions is we meaning teachers, often use the word take. Which preposition does this verb take?
Oh, does this verb take? 这个动词要搭配这里的 take 就像这个动词它会带一个介词对吧 I'll take you.
take away, right? You look good. Can you wrap that up for me?
对对对 they're a pair. They go together.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, 好那今天学了那么多就是跟老师可以用的英语啊的一些很实用的问题希望大家都可以学起来都可以把它记起来然后呢就像我们一开始在节目里面说的即使你犯了错误 do not be afraid to make mistakes. Do not be afraid of making mistakes because this is how we learn.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
对，因为如果没有这些常见的错误的话，我们今天给大家做一个纠正错误的节目也不会印象如此深刻。
That's right, that's right.
Adam, you're awesome teach. 可以这样说吗？
You know, Jenny, again, we just said there's a lot of value in making mistakes.
So I still need to work on my street English, 是吧？我街头英语还不太行。
It's good. We have a goal for the spring. That's great.
Hey, you. Awesome teach.
Hey, yo, teach. Hey.
好，那谢谢大家的收听。当然还有什么其他的问题你要问我们的，也可以在今天的留言板块来分享。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.